Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
So good, so kind, so merciful, so just.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I have two jobs to do in the next 15 minutes. One, I want to say something about tomorrow, because this Saturday, the 13th of May, is the 100th anniversary of Our Lady's appearance at Fatima. I want to say something about that, and then we'll go ahead to the readings for this Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Easter. Remember, it's of Easter, not after Easter. We continue to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Think about that. 100 years since Our Lady appeared to the three young children at Fatima, and most of us are very familiar with the story of the three young children and her appearance to them. One of the visionaries shared many years later, Sister Lucy, she shared that Our Lady had told them in one of the apparitions, Our Lady had told them that the final battle of this world would be a battle over marriage and family life and children. And that strikes a deep, deep chord in me as we face the situations we're facing right now in our culture. Brothers and sisters, draw close to the Blessed Mother. Draw very close to her. She appeared May 13th, 1917 in Fatima, Portugal. And she said, "Please don't be afraid of me. I am not going to harm you." And then she asked them to pray. To pray. And today we ask Our Lady of Fatima to pray for us. John Paul, in a prayer to Our Lady of Fatima, prayed this in part: "Mother of the Church, enlighten the people of God along the paths of faith and hope and love. Enlighten especially the peoples whose consecration and entrustment by us you are waiting. Help us to live in the truth of the consecration of Christ for the entire human family of the modern world. Immaculate Heart, help us to conquer the menace of evil, which so easily takes root in the hearts of the people of today, and whose immeasurable effects already weigh down upon our modern world and seem to block the paths toward the future. Mary, pray for us. Mary, pray for us. Mother of God, pray for us." Brothers and sisters, it's so important in these days, so important that we pray. So important. I fear many times that so much in our generation thinks that devotion to Mary is outmoded, and yet it's at the time when we most need her. I think perhaps there have been, and I'm sure there have been, many, many times in our world where we have needed the Blessed Mother. Absolutely no doubt that that is true. But I think that there is a particular way in our very sophisticated age, our very sophisticated, so to speak, culture, that we don't need a mother. I'm an adult. I can decide for myself. I can do what I want. Let's ask the Blessed Mother to pray for us, that we may recognize how deeply we need her. I'm going to take another minute or two to share with you a story that I picked up in Magnificat magazine in the May issue. It's speaking about a mother's love. It reads, "I remember a moving news report some months back about a young woman who had scaled a chain-link fence on an interstate overpass intending to jump to her death on the highway. A person who spotted her, a mother of two and a grandmother of six, pulled over, called the police, and then raced to the young woman, begging, 'No, honey, don't do this. She reached through the fence and grabbed the young woman's clothing, clutching her with all her might. Other motorists stopped their cars and joined the frantic attempt to hold on to the woman through the openings of the fence. A police officer arriving at the scene described what he saw: a woman dangling from an overpass, held by a giant mass of people. What had led the young woman to such a desperate act? The woman who went to her rescue recalled how the young woman kept saying over and over, "My mom don't love me. My mom don't care for me." But the woman soothed her through the fence, saying again and again to her, "No, we love you." It was a mother who recognized that young person's desperation. It was a mother who rushed to her aid. It was a mother who assured her with love. It was a mother who inspired the charity of other passersby to help. As one rescuer put it, everyone was determined they weren't going to let go of that lady for any reason. A verse of the ancient Marian hymn, Ave Maria Stella, implores, "Show yourself a mother." "Sometimes," says this writer, "sometimes when we are hanging on for life, only a mother will do." Tomorrow is this great Fatima feast. I ask you to turn to her, whether you're in a time of peace or whether you're in a time of conflict and suffering. Turn to her. She is your mother. She will hear you. May she be restored to her proper place. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Pray for us. I look ahead now to the readings of this Sunday, as I said a few moments ago, the fifth Sunday of Easter. The first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. As the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the 12 called together the community of the disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. Brothers, select from among you 7 reputable men filled with the Spirit and wisdom, who we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The proposal was acceptable to the whole community, so they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. So the word of God continued to spread, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. So here it is. The faith is brand new, and yet they see the need to reach out to those who are in need, to pray for people, to minister to people, to serve people in whatever way. And so they anoint others to do that particular task. How important it is, how important all forms of ministry are. All of us are called to some form of ministry. You can't receive the love of God and not give it away. Take a look. Ask yourself, is there a way I should be serving? Is there something I have to give? Psalm 33, the responsorial psalm, tells us, "Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you." And the second reading from Peter, chapter 2, verses 4 to 9, the first letter of Peter. "Beloved, come to him. Come to him, a living stone rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. And like living stones," hear that, living stones, that's you and me, "let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." And then he continues, quoting scripture, and then ends with, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." That reading of Peter is for us. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You're called to announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness. We've been called out of darkness into his wonderful light. We're called to praise him. We're called to worship him. We're called to serve him. Brothers and sisters, take your call seriously. Your baptism, your confirmation, take it seriously. Ask God to activate all the graces that perhaps lay dormant in you, that you may be a son or a daughter of God, evident to others by your service and by your wisdom. Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 12. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." And Thomas said to him, "Master, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, now listen to this, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." He still doesn't get it. Sometimes we don't get it, do we? And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." If every day, brothers and sisters, we kneel before the Lord, whether that's in our bedroom or in the church, we kneel before the Lord or prostrate ourselves before the Lord, and we say to the Lord, "I want to follow you. I want to be your disciple. I am your son. I am your daughter. I do believe. Help my unbelief. Help my weakness. Help my questioning." Pray that prayer every day and say, "Lord, use me today, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, use me, Lord, that others may be able to draw closer to you." And do you know what? God will. Don't orchestrate it. Don't write the script. You make yourself available to the one who writes all the script. You make yourself available to him and open up your heart and watch what he does for you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.